News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Instagram has announced a number of increased safeguards for teens on their platform. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, has the details. Jess, what's happening with Instagram?
So the head of Instagram put out a blog post in the last few minutes, Ciara, saying that they want to work to keep young people even safer on the platform. So from today, they've launched a feature called Take a Break. It's available here in Ireland as well as a number of other countries. And the idea is that when young people are on the platform, they will get notifications to pause their activity. Maybe they're spending too much time. So you can either set a daily limit in terms of how much time you can spend on the platform, but also a notification will appear to allow you to take a 10-minute break, a 30-minute break, or a 20-minute break, just to try and, you know, reassess. They also say that they're not going to continue to push topics to young people. So if a young person is on the platform and is particularly infatuated with one sort of stream of content or one particular topic, Instagram won't feed that topic in. It'll also introduce new topics to
give
the child.
Is this to protect young girls and things from things like weight loss accounts,
yes,
things like that, to stop bombarding them with images of people exercising and skinny and all of those things?
Yeah, exactly. It seems to me like it's a very much a direct response to some of the claims we heard from the whistleblower earlier this year. I think it's a good move. I don't think it's the perfect solution, but I do think it's Instagram acknowledging that there is more they can do. So this is one thing. Another thing that will launch in the new year is that there will be a parental hub. So parents will be able to see how much time their child is spending on the platform. But also if the child blocks a person on the platform, the parent will get a notification. Again, just giving parents that element of control so they can have a conversation with the child and hopefully deal with it in a meaningful way.
Okay, so just before I leave you go, that means that your account maybe on Instagram and your child's account needs to be linked in some way. Do parents have to actually do anything here?
So they're still kind of pushing all this information out. So we don't have full oversight as to what exactly would work. But as I understand it, yes, there will have to be some form of parental account there so that they can get the information. They don't necessarily have to use the platform, but it does have to be associated in some way, shape or form. So the kids will be able to, you know, use their account normally.
So presumably something proactive will have to happen on the part of the parent.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Look, thank you for that, Jess. Good to talk to you. That is Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent.